Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. There is surprise and joy when discovering a flower peeking up at you from near the lingering snow. Long after winter-weary eyes have devoured the early floral offerings of gardens here in the valley, our local natives are stirring higher up. As you wander through mountain sagebrush and meadows, you may encounter scattered groups of two native species of wildflowers, steer's head and turkey peas. Both are a delight to the eyes, but difficult to find initially, as their diminutive nature keeps them hidden amid the surrounding plant litter. Steer's head, or Dicentra uniflora, lives up to its common name. A close cousin to the bleeding heart, it has four white to pinkish petals tinged light brown to purple, two of which are spurred. The longer pair bend back, while the shorter pair are fused at the tip, providing the cow skull appearance of the flower. Diminutive plants, they send forth leaves and a single flower from thickened, spindle-shaped tubers. Just a few inches tall, this small plant packs a lot of charm and a bit of poison for protection against plant eaters. Steer's head occurs singly or in small clusters, so it is easily overlooked. Turkey peas, Indian potato, or Oregania linearifolia, on the other hand, grows in extensive colonies, making this 4-inch plant a bit easier to find. A member of the carrot family, turkey peas produces very small, whitish flowers in umbels atop a short stem. Arising from a fleshy tuber, the leaves are divided into long, linear segments. The starchy root is edible, though small, and historically was collected in large numbers by indigenous peoples in the spring. The tubers are avidly sought by squirrels. So as the snow melts off the hillsides, look for these little darlings. Found only here in western North America, I'm sure they will charm you as well. Pictures and links are available on our Wild About Utah website. Thanks to Michael Peep of the Intermountain Herbarium and Utah Native Plant Society. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.